You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Welcome to worship. If you'd like to stand and join us, we're going to sing some praise songs. Shout to the North. Please stand. This morning. Welcome to worship.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Getting better. If you'd like to open up your bulletins, I'll go through a few announcements, and then we have a special announcement by Dan Vogley. I'll get mine done first. In the foyer, you'll see a little sheet out there. It is Northwest Mental Health is doing a training. Actually, it's Tim Denny is the presenter, and it is going to be on December 4th. It's Wednesday, and he'll be talking about mental health and warning signs of depression and suicide. And that is going to be held 10 a.m. at the Tri-County Central School in Carlstead at 1:30 in the afternoon. That'll be for Kitson Central and Lancaster students at the Kitson Central School in Halleck. 3:30, there'll be a Kitson Central staff members will participate in a question session. And then at 5 o'clock is Kitson Healthcare Practitioners and Hospital Clinic. Nursing staff, there'll be a 90-minute discussion to focus on warning signs and risk factors. And then at 7 o'clock on that night is a community. It's a free community presentation, and that's at the Kitson Central Auditorium. And I would recommend everybody, if at all possible, if you can get there. For those of you that have taken trainings from Tim Denny, you will not... you know how valuable they are, and you will not be sorry. So, if you have any questions on that, let me know. I can definitely talk to Tim if you have any questions about it itself. Also, before we go any further, I guess I forgot birthdays and anniversaries. We have a birthday for John Cole and Brooks Nordin today. If you see them, I don't think John's here, but is he? Where is he? I wished him happy birthday. There he is. Hi, Alice. We have pictures of you on my fridge now. I love to embarrass her. Happy birthday. And then we have Riker Diamond and Heather on the 26th. Heather Hansen and Donnie and Jen Schmiederberg are celebrating how many years on the 27th? 20? 20 years. Wow. That's awesome. Congratulations. Let's give them a hand. 20 years. Beautiful. Then we have Ty Vig, the birthday on the 29th, and Madison Husker on the 30th. Pretty awesome. We will be holding our Thanksgiving service at our church this year. That's this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There will be no Good News Club or youth group that day, and there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer. I think pies are all taken, I believe, but we need more desserts. So if you check that out, please, and sign up for that. Also, youth group, thank you. The youth will be helping with setup and cleanup for the live nativity that we'll be doing. Talk to Christy to sign up for that or to help before, after, or during. And then our Dollar Club box in the back, as I announced earlier this month, we'll be doing that kind of as a special Christmas gifting to people. So if you would like to put money in there to help out with that ministry, that would be great. And we will put it to use and help families celebrate Christmas together. Also, all December newsletter items need to be here today. Yeah, Sherry will be printing this afternoon, so please get it to her as soon as possible. There's a lot going on, as you know, in December, so please get that in as soon as you can. Also, the youth group will be serving a chicken and noodle meal on Sunday, December 8th at 11:45. Mm-hmm. To one, and you'll see the menu there. Julie and I and at least 10 kids I know are cutting noodles today. That's at 6 o'clock. And are we still looking for volunteers, Julie? We're good. Okay, awesome. So if you come and see noodles spread all over the tables in the fellowship hall, that's what's going on. And then also, just looking ahead, December 1st, which is next Sunday, there will be no Sunday school or coffee hour, and just encourage you to celebrate Thanksgiving and be with your families. And then we'll just, also the Parade of Lights, that's the last thing I'll mention there, which is December 7th. And we were going to help with leading music that night, Papa Ridge was, but we are so short of people, me included. I won't be there because I'll be traveling with my wife to Lego League. So I need help with leading Christmas songs, if anyone would help out with that. I would definitely appreciate that. Let me know, because I don't want to leave him without music. Okay, any other announcements before we have Dan Vogley? Lisa. Okay, 8:30 in the morning, December 1st, right here, that's next Sunday, is a budget meeting. Okay, thank you. Anything else? Christy.
December 8th, that family with your family will not be happy already either, just because they need
Right. Okay, sounds good. So December 8th will be no coffee hour. They need the kitchen to get ready for that. Okay, anything else? Dan, looks like it's up to you.
Okay, 8th through 12th, that should be going to Sunday school. We're doing a Christmas program. I have questions for you that you need to video or record something that you ask the questions. It's for our Christmas program. So just come, you don't have to come to class.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dan. Okay, anything else this morning? Okay, then we'll do prayer and scripture. Denise, I think. Just in case you didn't know, Andy's in the house. Hi, Andy. Welcome home. Thank you.
Okay, so scripture today, it looks like, is Matthew 22, 34 through 40. Is that right, Galen? Okay. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him with this question. Teacher, what is the most important commandment of the law of Moses? Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Okay, any prayer requests? Oh, hold on a second. Okay, any prayer requests? Tom?
Yes, further prayer for my wife and further prayer for Scott Chilstrand, who I find now is going to be coming home soon.
Yeah.
And prayer has definitely been answered there. And I praise the Lord and everybody here in this church for the good work they have done. And also praise for our troops all over the world that are fighting and dying for a spot of land or a religious or political reason, which I feel ain't necessary to be there. And Trump is taking them home.
Thank you.
Thank goodness.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Excuse me. Anybody else? Julie? Anybody else? Peggy?
Just to be with the Mortensen family. Rita's grandpa passed away this morning, Garrett. And also
Garrett?
For,
Harris.
And then praise for Brooks. He's 13. I
have a couple on here. I have a 16-year-old cousin in Fargo who was just diagnosed with some form of Hodgkin's lymphoma, so he's going to be doing, or he is right now doing a bunch of treatments, so I have him on the list. Is there any other prayer requests, Galen?
Pray for Mark Black.
Yep.
Go
Anybody else? Sandy? Who is that? Oh, Randy Weiss, okay. She is having surgery, or she already did?
She did.
She did. Jesse?
Just pray that we can all slow down and appreciate each other and everyone around us instead of having to hustle and spend too much time and trying to make everything perfect and just appreciate each other.
Galen?
Pray for Sylvester Kasprowicz's family. He's 4 months old. He passed away.
Yeah.
I have his funeral on Tuesday. Pray for
him. Yeah. Joni? Julie?
Ashley, right now the baby is still breached, so just prayers that he could turn. Maybe it can stay, but we would like it to turn.
Makes everything go a little smoother.
Yeah.
Is she feeling better?
Yeah.
Good deal. Okay, is that everybody? I didn't miss anybody? Okay, let's pray. God, we just thank you so much for today. We thank you for this beautiful weather. We thank you for life, the breath that you gave us. We're just thankful to be here, to be able to worship you and fellowship with everybody here, God. God, we just bring to you today Glenda. We pray, God, that you just be with her and continue to help her feel better. And just we just thank you, God, for Tom and just his faithfulness to pray for her and for the troops and Scott. And God, we just thank you so much for their faithfulness. We do pray for Scott as he comes back, Lord. We just pray that this transition will be easy for him. We pray that he'll enjoy his new place and that people will just surround him with love. Show him the love of you, God. We pray, God, for our troops that are all over the world. Lord, we just pray, God, for protection. We thank you so much for what they do. We pray, God, that you be near to them, protect them, just as they're protecting our country and everyone else, God. We just pray, Lord, that you protect them. We also pray for our president, God. We just pray, Lord, that you'll just guide him, help him to make wise decisions. And we just thank you for the leadership thus far, God. We pray, God, for traveling family this week, whether they're coming home for Thanksgiving or going back to their homes, God. We just pray, God, that you would just protect them, have good roads and good weather for all the traveling. We thank you that family is able to be here together. We pray, God, for Harris Mortensen. For the family of Harris Mortensen, God, we pray, God, that you just make yourself just known to them, surround them with your love, help them find a sense of peace, God. We also thank you for Randy Weiss. We thank you, God, that her surgery was successful. We pray, God, that she'll just continue to heal and that she won't be in any pain. We just thank you, God, for her. We also pray for the family of Sylvester, this little baby, God, that you called home. We pray, God, we pray for Galen and the funeral, the service, God. We just pray, Lord, that you'll just give him the exact words that they need to hear. We pray, God, that you'll just comfort that family and help them really feel your presence and that you will make yourself known to them, God. We also pray, God, for Galen, for his appointment that he had and for the test results coming up, Lord. We just pray, God, that everything will be okay and that he will just feel good and continue to heal and just be 100% give him the strength for his messages, for his day-to-day routine, God, that you call him to do, Lord. We're just very thankful for him and Julie, God. We also pray for just life, God, for just the busyness of life. We know that that's not from you, and God, we just pray, Lord, that you just help us to sit back and realize what you want us to do. Help us enjoy the moment. Help us enjoy our families and friends and whatever opportunity you have for us, whatever instance you put us in, God, just help us to really take it all in and appreciate it and just show your love to friends and to family and to strangers. We also pray for Ashley and the baby, God. We thank you so much that she's feeling better. We pray for this little baby, Lord, that that you'll just, whatever your will is here, if you want to turn that little baby or if it's going to stay breech, God, just keep her comfortable and help the delivery go well and just continue to help Ashley's body just feel good and heal. We thank you, God, for Brooks and that we get to celebrate his birthday today. God, we know what a miracle birth is, and we remember that birth, God, and we're just so thankful for him and the work you've done in him, God. We thank you also for just being able to come to you with these heavy requests, this cancer that people are fighting with Kristen Erickson and Andy Olsonowski and Mark Glad, Landon Lizakowski and Pat, God. We just pray, Lord, that we pray, God, that someday there'll be a cure for cancer. We pray, God, that you just heal their bodies, help them to not be in any pain. We pray, God, that you just continue to work in the lives of people around them, the doctors, the caregivers, the family. We pray, God, that you just work your miracle in their lives, God. We thank you again for today. We pray, God, for the message today. We're just so thankful that we can be here to listen to it. We ask, Lord, that you just give us strength for the day. Help us to reach out to people that need it. Help us to love everyone around us and just show your love in everybody that we meet. We thank you so much, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Denise. If I could have the ushers come forward for the offering and praise team, if you'd come up and do special music for us. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful, God, for every day that you give us. Lord, we know that each day is a gift. We pray that you'd guide us today, Lord, and you'd bless the ministries that you call us to, each and every one of us. Bless this offering, God, and just guide us as we give, and may you just bless it and multiply it and be used, God, for your kingdom. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stars. Thank you. so much that we can come to you, Lord, that all we have to do is just seek you, Lord. We don't have to go any further. In our brokenness and our heartache, Lord, we just know that you're there for us to care for us. And we just thank you so much. And we just ask you, Lord, to be with us and with Galen as he gives his sermon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Songs. Before I begin, I'd like to just say a prayer, please. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for today. And Lord, as we continue to look at what it means to become love in this world, God, I pray that you just speak into each one of us personally to what you are calling us to today. God, of what it means to love our neighbor. God, and how we are to live this life that you've called us to, of this crazy kind of radical love, God, that you offer and you so freely give. So speak to us now this morning and lead us, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So today is our second message in our sermon series called Becoming Love. And the subtitle, as you can see, is When Should We Stop Loving Our Neighbor? And maybe you're thinking that's a pretty easy question. But let me tell you, when you're in the heart or when you're in the heat of the battle, when you are struggling, that answer isn't as easy as you think. But we will answer that question today, or I should say Jesus is going to answer it for us through his word, through the powerful gift of the living word of God. So for those of you that were not here, or maybe weren't couldn't catch it on podcast, for those who are listening this morning, I'd like to give you just a little recap of what we talked about, because you see, at different stages in our life, love can mean different things. It did for me. Love can mean many different things when you're young and you don't understand what love really is all about. Plus, this word love gets thrown around a lot in our world today, and so does the word hate. There's such a disconnect over what Scripture says love is compared to what the world says. And so to refresh our minds as we think about what happened just 2 weeks ago, I'm just going to go through a couple of scriptures, and we're going to talk just real briefly about three men, John, James, and Paul. Sounds like the Beatles, but it's not. So we heard from John, James, and Paul, and at one point in their life, each of their lives, they had no idea what love was. They didn't have a clue, just like us. We have John, who describes himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. He wrote 5 books of the Bible. We have John, the Gospel, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and we have Revelation. But John wasn't always a follower of Jesus Christ, and he didn't understand what love was. Then you have James, the brother of Jesus, who thought his brother was crazy at one point, along with the rest of his family. They had questions about Jesus. And then we have Paul, who we know, of course, was named Saul. And what did Saul do? He persecuted Christians. But all three of these men had a radical change in their life. The first scripture I'd like us to look at is out of 1 John. Or John 4, yeah, first, supposed to say 1 John, I missed that, sorry. 1 John 4, 7 and 8, very common scripture for all of us. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's how he describes who God is. In 1 John 3, 18, we hear from John, he says, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. that tells us that we are to become love. It's more than just words. And it reminded me of what, when I studied the scripture many times, as I was even in seminary class, we had a kind of what I called a sister or brother verse to this one. And it just really spoke loudly to me, and that was from Jesus' brother in this life, in this world, James. And he says, "What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is, if not accompanied by action, it's no faith at all. It's dead. It's dead. It's like faith and love go hand in hand. And the more we read that scripture, we thought, you can't separate the two. And now we go to Paul. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 13, he says that the Corinthian church, he said, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. It is of no value." Now, faith, as we know from God's word, comes from God. We can't conjure it up ourselves. There's nothing in us that can bring faith. That is a gift from God, from a God who is described as love and actually is love. God is love, and we are the image of God, we are told. That's what God's word tells us. We're made in his likeness, and we're called to love like him. And we do know from scripture that you simply just can't love God without a saving faith in him. You can't do it. It's impossible. You can't know that love. And you can't love your neighbor the way God tells you to unless you have faith in God and love God. So where does our faith come and where does our love come from? Again, these sounds like silly questions. But I think it's very clear from God's word that it's from God. So what about us? If we are in Christ and if we ever stop loving, are we to ever stop loving our neighbor? And like everyone I asked this week, I took a little poll and 100% said this, no, of course not. They probably looked at me a little weird and said, "I thought that guy was a pastor." But we are to do as Jesus said in our main scripture for today. And this portion of scripture begins with hearing from, get this, an expert in the law. He was an expert in the law. He knew the word. This guy knew the word, and he was extremely knowledgeable, and he lacked what was most important, in which Jesus points out to him. He had head knowledge, but that was it. And Jesus says this, as Denise read earlier, we're going to read it again. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together, and so they thought. One of them, an expert in law, tested Jesus with this question. And he says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied to him, he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Did you notice that there's no expiration date on that? People can say that the word of God isn't relevant today. There is no expiration date on the word. He didn't say if your neighbor doesn't agree with you, you can stop loving him. He didn't say if he hurts you or offends you, then you can stop loving him. So what about the people who suck the life out of you? You have to keep loving them. These may all sound like foolish questions to you, but my question to you is, have you ever been so hurt or so offended or pushed so far that you felt justified in not loving them. Or even go so far as to say you hate them. These are strong words. And these words get thrown a lot around out in our world today without giving them much thought. God gave us neighbors to love. And God did not leave room in his word to say which neighbor. He just said, love your neighbor. And then Jesus goes so far as to say this, and he always takes it, seems like, a notch further than what is comfortable. And he says, you've heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you. And you're probably thinking right now, but I'm thinking of a neighbor that I don't even like. He blows the snow on my yard. He mows the grass on the wrong day of the week. Or seriously, what if your neighbor has been like an enemy to you? What if he's hurt you or your family? What if he's done something that you feel is almost unforgivable? And then you're telling me, Jesus, that I have to pray for him? And I have to not only just pray for him, but I have to love him. What kind of love is that? Well, it's not a love this world can give, let me tell you. So then I thought, so what about our neighbors who are hurting themselves? What are those about our neighbors who are struggling? And then I thought of this passage in Mark 2, verses 1 through 5. And there's a lot more to this encounter with Jesus than what I'm going to give you today. But we're just going to look at how just a few men love like Jesus. We read here, and many of you know this, and probably all of you know this passage. A few days later, when Jesus entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered there that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they could not get him into Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, lowered the mat and the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Seems like quite a statement to make. Julie and I listened to someone who spoke in our daughter's church last week. And he spoke about this encounter with Jesus, and what stood out to me as we listened is, why did these men love this guy enough to bring him to Jesus? I thought of what kind of history did they have together. They obviously knew about him. They obviously cared enough about him that they would tear open a neighbor's roof, lower him down into a crowd, assuming, I'm guessing, that Jesus would just heal their friend. We don't know from Scripture how many years that guy had been laying on that mat. We don't know his history. We don't know his story. But as I heard of the story where Jesus says he came home. Jesus was home. And so many people came in numbers that there wasn't room in the house. There wasn't even room to get basically to the house. So these four guys, they climb up on a roof carrying their friend, and they dig through the roof. They cut a hole in it. And they lower their paralytic friend down on the mat that he was lying on, right in front of Jesus, imagining that he would hopefully heal him. As I thought about these four guys, as I thought about the friends, I thought, you know, these men were not about to stop loving their paralytic friend. And as I thought about that, I thought, you know, we all know people that are lying on mats all around us. They might be paralyzed from fear. They could be paralyzed from sin. They could be paralyzed from false identities, not knowing who they are or what they're here for. They might be paralyzed by a broken marriage, struggling with relationships, not knowing the Savior. My question to you today is, my challenge to you is, are you faithful enough? Are you a good enough friend to help them get off their mat? First John 3:16 talks about laying our lives down, that we would love someone so much that we would lay our lives down for them. Well, for those of you that were here just 2 weeks ago, you remember me speaking about Bob and his neighbor, Carol. We heard how Carol had moved into Bob's neighborhood, and Bob and his family became close to Carol, and they became like family. Carol, as we heard 2 weeks ago, had died of cancer. As Bob had shared this, and we talked about how Bob reached out and loved Carol to the very end of her life. As the rest of what Bob shared about his encounter with Carol was, they lived in a cul-de-sac, and they always had a New Year's Eve parade in front of their house, just with neighbors. And when Carol was struggling, one day Bob had a motorcycle with a sidecar, and they always had a grand marshal, and he put Carol in the sidecar, paraded her around. Well, Carol made it about one more year and was hoping to make one more parade. But she was so sick she couldn't get outside. She couldn't even stand up and walk at all. So Bob, in loving Carol, he decided to change the parade route. And what happened that day was amazing, because 500 people showed up. And they wheeled Carol right up to the window of her house so she could look out, and they paraded right through her lawn. 500 people blowing her kisses and wishing her Happy New Year. We must never, ever stop loving. We have friends and neighbors all around us, and even enemies that are lying on mats, so to speak. And they need to be loved. And we need to become love to them. And that is my challenge to you, is can you? Can you do that? We are called to introduce these people. And I'm going to have Ray and Catrice and Julie come up. We're going to do a song, but this song, I did at a service, actually two funerals last week, I've lost track. But it fits so well. I've had people ask me if we would do this song today or sometime in the future, but it fit today. But my question is to you is, if you would, do you love people enough to introduce them to the one that can do what is said in this song? The one who can touch them, the one whose hands are so kind and so tender, and one that will walk with them no matter what. Please listen closely. Oh, yeah, I do. I'll take a chord. I'm going to steal a chord. Get ready for a pop. Oh, thank you. Thank you. feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. Father, God, I just pray that you would just speak into each and every one of our hearts today of just how awesome you are. You are our great shepherd. You are the one who loves us so much that you would consider laying your son down for us. Help us to catch that fire. Help us to catch that love. Fill us with it, Lord, that our cups would overflow And that we would see people in our lives, God, who are laying on mats all around us, needing to be loved, needing to be encouraged, needing to be brought to you. God, help us to catch that. And Father, we pray that you'd guide us now. And thank you for being so faithful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you'd stand, I'd like to sing our closing hymn, hymn number 11. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's sing it out, please. Father, we thank you for today, God, and we pray that you'd guide us as we go from here, Lord. Continue to build in us, speak into our hearts, and mold us and make us into what you want us to be, to become love for you, to be your hands and feet in this world. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.